This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, this is an emergency broadcast. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. You know me as the publisher of naturalnews.com, but I'm also the publisher of trump.news, as well as secondamendment.news, a longtime self-defense advocate, proficient in most kinds of firearms and so on. I believe in America. I believe in the Constitution, and I believe in the right to self-defense. It's a divine right, and it's a right that we see reflected throughout nature. Animals, even plants, have self-defense weapons, by the way. I've covered that before. But today, in this emergency broadcast, which I encourage you to share widely, I have some red flag warning signs about what's coming. And I'm going to make this quick. The bottom line is that the left, the insane, deranged, mentally ill left in America is moving us toward a cultural revolution, and they need to disarm us before they can commit mass murder, executions, imprisonment of political prisoners, you know, political opponents. Just look back at the Cultural Revolution of China, Mao, even Joseph Stalin. Look at the communist revolutions. They are following the blueprint, and they have to take away self-defense firearms from law-abiding patriotic Americans before they can complete their takeover, their complete communist overthrow. Now, here's what's important to understand. Them taking away your Second Amendment rights, which now they're organizing this march. I think they call it the March for Survival. I'm calling it March of the Bullies because they are the bullies. They want to use screaming and shouting. They want to use mob violence and threats against the NRA and threats against gun owners to get their way. And by the way, the Bill of Rights is specifically designed to protect individual liberty against mob rule. That is one of the key properties of the Bill of Rights, to say that no, this is not a democracy where mob rule and emotional mobs, which is what the left has become, a bunch of deranged, zombie, emotional, clueless, you know, irrational, hate-filled people. That's all they are now. And all they want to do is take away your liberties. But they won't stop with the Second Amendment. This is the most important point here. They also believe that conservatives have no First Amendment rights. And this is already evident in the fact that Google and the other tech giants, Facebook, YouTube, have been economically censoring and outright censoring as many conservative voices as possible. They've censored, you know, the Gateway Pundit. They've censored Breitbart. They've censored Natural News, InfoWars. All your favorite websites that are outside the mainstream have been subjected to blacklisting and demonetization. Look at all the conservative video people who were demonetized by YouTube. It's a form of economic warfare. And by the way, I just saw an article from the New York Times calling for more economic warfare against firearms resellers, to say that banks and even Visa and credit card companies should block all transactions. They're calling for this now at the New York Times, should block all transactions for retailers and resellers who deal in firearms or high-capacity magazines. So what's crucial to understand here is that there are multiple levels of warfare being directed against patriots, against people who believe in the Second Amendment, who want to be able to protect themselves from the left-wing lunatics who are openly calling for death and violence. They're openly calling for NRA people to be murdered. The left is the enraged, violent mob. They're openly calling, you know, students at UC Berkeley, openly calling for the murder of Milo Yiannopoulos or Ann Coulter or Ben Shapiro or other conservative speakers. You got to understand, the left is a deranged, violent, lunatic mob. They are dangerous. We had that one guy that shot Representative Steve Scalise, and he tried to kill Rand Paul. Even Rand Paul's neighbor attacked Rand Paul, Senator Paul, and injured his ribs and lungs, or lung, at least one lung was injured in that attack, I believe. The violent left is out of control, and they cannot win if you keep your guns, okay? This is what you got to understand. Every violent communist takeover, even a fascist takeover throughout history, has been preceded by gun confiscation. So first, they take away the guns, you know, from the Jews, for example, before they roll out the Holocaust. You know, they want the Nazi soldiers to be able to shoot people without those people shooting back. Same thing with Mao. They disarmed the people in China before the Communist Revolution. And then the freedom fighters had to flee to Taiwan, which to this day, Taiwan is the freedom version. It's the pro-liberty version of China, but Taiwan is not communist. And of course, communist China still claims ownership over Taiwan, and there may be a future conflict there. But you got to understand that disarming the population is always step one before the communist takeover begins. So have no illusions, people, that the left is planning a Soviet Union style run, an overrunning, an overthrowing of the legitimately elected Trump administration. And this is because the left does not believe there is any such thing as a legitimate conservative person at all. They don't believe that a conservative president, they think, doesn't have the right to hold the Oval Office, right? They don't believe that conservatives have any right to engage in any debate online. And this is why they're censoring conservative voices. They don't believe conservatives should have the right to engage in commerce, which is why the New York Times is calling for banking and credit card companies to go after these individuals and these companies that are selling firearms and high-capacity magazines. They do not believe that you, if you are a liberty-minded person or a conservative or a Trump supporter or a gun owner, they don't believe that you have a right to exist. I want to be clear about this. This is how they are running things up toward an attempted mass executions, mass extermination agenda. Again, have no illusions. This is not a political debate only. This is about them wanting to take over America and to murder or imprison everyone who disagrees with their totalitarian, radical left-wing agenda. Make no mistake about what is at stake here. And if you give up your guns, you lose. You will be imprisoned. You will be ruled by tyrants. You will be perhaps killed. If you are a journalist, you will be silenced. If you are a politician, you will be thrown out of office. If you are a corporate CEO, your corporation will be punished. You will be bankrupted. They will go after you in every way possible because they, the left, they are insane, deranged, lunatic tyrants. And this is why we must stand up against these bullies and we must defend our constitutional rights, including our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights. And frankly, this also gets to Fourth Amendment rights as well. Because you may have noticed that they are also attempting to nullify Fourth Amendment rights by engaging in secret illegal spying on conservatives, such as Trump administration officials, who were illegally spied on by the Obama regime thanks to deep state traitors, treasonous traitors, who should be indicted for treason inside the FBI, the DOJ, and other elements of the Obama government. Just to reiterate, these insane, deranged, left-wing people, they are mostly communists at this point. They're all fringe. They're all radicals. They're all extremists. And they use dead children to try to take away the guns from patriots who love America, who want to protect and defend this country. They use the deaths of children to push their political narratives and to do fundraising off of those deaths so that they can gain political power and use that power as a weapon against all the true patriots in America who want to defend this nation. Ultimately, these left-wing people do not believe that you, if you are a conservative or a libertarian or a Trump supporter or a gun owner, they do not believe that you have a right to exist. And this is exactly what preceded every major Holocaust, genocide, communist, Marxist, mass death, mass political imprisonment of political prisoners. This is history repeating itself. And if you give up your guns, you will be murdered or imprisoned or silenced or denied your rightful place in a society. You will not be allowed to engage in debate. You will not be allowed to post information online. You will not be allowed to operate a business. You will not be allowed, eventually, even to vote. What the left wants is a one-party state, a totalitarian regime run by tyrants, using the deranged mob masses to victimize everyone else, to shout people down, to use emotional, irrational mob shouting and screaming of deranged left-wing lunatics to try to take away your rights, your freedoms, and your country. A civil war is coming. Civil war is coming. We're writing about these issues every day. You know, read my websites. I've got naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. But a civil war is coming. The left wants it. They don't want to stop school shootings. They're now actively opposing safety measures that could protect children in schools. And they could have passed gun control when Obama was in office and when they controlled the House and the Senate. They refused to. You know why? Because they love to see runaway gun violence so they can blame guns and blame the NRA and blame the GOP, and they can fundraise off of that, which is exactly what they're doing right now. These people, these left-wing people, they are completely and utterly insane. They've already proven they are unqualified to participate in democracy because they do not accept the outcomes of elections that they don't win. And they do not think that anyone else has a legitimate place in society other than just those who obediently agree with all of the insane, deranged left-wing narratives on everything from guns to climate change to welfare. All you have to agree with them on everything to be accepted into their deranged utopia, like San Francisco, which is littered with heroin needles and human feces. That's what happens. They're going to do that to the whole country. This is how the left destroys nations, but they put themselves into power while exploiting the people and turning the people into weapons against actual patriots who are trying to protect liberty and law and order. The left wants a lawless, totalitarian, radicalized, violent, pardon my language, but shithole regime. This is what the left creates. Look at North Korea. Look at Venezuela. Look at many of these left-leaning socialist countries throughout Central and South America. Look at San Francisco. Look at parts of Detroit. Look at the cities run by liberals. Many of them have been turned into actual shitholes, like human dumping grounds all over San Francisco. There's actually a map of the human feces all across San Francisco. This is what liberals deliver. And if you put them into power, you're going to lose your country. You're going to lose your voice. You're going to lose your business. You're going to lose your self-defense. You're going to lose your Second Amendment, your First Amendment, your Fourth Amendment. You will be ruled by tyrants. Vote against Democrats in every election from this day forward. Do not allow Democrats to obtain power at any level, local, national, the House, the Senate, nothing. Vote against Democrats at every opportunity. That's the only way now that you can even have a chance at protecting your nation. And I'm not even sure that's going to be enough because I think this is headed for civil war. So you better hold on to your firearms because you're going to need them to protect your life, your property, your nation. They're going to come after your property too. Communism doesn't allow private property ownership. They'll confiscate your business, your land, your home, your bank accounts, everything. Look at the history of Cuba. If that doesn't ring a bell, go look it up. Look at the communist revolution, Fidel Castro, the seizure of private property, of land, of businesses by the government. That's coming if we don't stop these insane, radical, left-wing libtards, you know, George Clooney, Michael Moore, you know, the list is long. We have to stop these people because they will destroy everything that you value. Spread this podcast, share it. Everyone needs to hear this. I'm going to film a video too. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.